Let's break out of the bubble and see what's happening out there in pop culture. It's Swiper Stay on Daybreak.
A-list artist drops surprise track for upcoming movie.
Oh, I know that story.
We know what it is.
Oh, yes, stay. Let Frank have his moment.
After yet another series of Easter eggs presented, like a suspicious countdown on the singer's website and billboards around several cities around the world, Disney and Pixar have confirmed that Taylor Swift is releasing a new original song, I Knew It, I Knew You, for Toy Story 5.
Was anybody surprised by this?
Only no, but there. Look, it's all in levels, right?
Sure.
There's certain fans, like my wife, that notice the background to the 1989 Taylor's version album on Spotify being changed from seagulls in the background to Toy Story clouds.
Sure.
Really?
And yes.
Okay. Wow.
This is a glimpse into the Taylor Swift fandom. This is what she does, is she does stuff like this to get the internet in an uproar.
Good for whoever's behind her stuff. That's very clever.
Yes.
Very smart.
I mean, she's very good at the marketing of herself. I mean, she's better at laying these Easter eggs for this, though, than anybody will ever find out about this upcoming wedding. It's
wedding. Listen,
I think she's better at promoting this movie than Pixar. Money.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and maybe that's what Pixar was hoping. I mean, if you've got Taylor Swift promoting for you, do you really need a marketing department at that point?
No,
no, no.
Because how many people are going to go just to hear the Taylor Swift song in the theater?
Of course,
yeah,
a ton.
I'm going to go because
Frank will be there.
Toy Story is my favorite Disney movie. Period.
Oh, Toy Story is one of my favorites.
I've seen them all, Frank. Just so you know.
Yep, they should have stopped at 3. Anyway, the song is dropping this Friday. The movie's going to release on June 19th.
Are we going to feature it on Swiper Stay?
Of course.
Okay. All right.
That's what we do here. Taylor posted saying, I've always dreamed of getting to write these characters who I've adored since I was 5 years old watching the first Toy Story movie. Awesome. I fell instantly in love with the movie when I was lucky enough to see it in its early stages, and I wrote this song as soon as I got home from the screening of the current movie. And don't worry, everybody that's a Taylor Swift fan. She's currently selling pre-orders for the single.
Of course she is.
And there are 3 different variants.
Of course.
All right. That's where it gets a little
like. Because not only does she market the movie well, she also markets herself well.
What kind of variants? Acapella?
There's
hip-hop,
CDs.
And
no. There's an acoustic version and a regular version.
Sure.
Okay. And there's 3 different CD covers.
Oh, so different.
They're
art.
Collectible.
Oh, love it. Lord. Okay.
Okay.
All
this
right.
is what she does.
And her
She's
fans,
a mastermind.
And her, Good for fan, her. Yeah. And her fans will buy all 3.
Now, everybody, I love that everybody keeps saying she. The Taylor Swift machine is doing. Taylor Swift is very talented. I don't doubt it. But she's not talented in all these aspects. She's got a machine that's working to keep Taylor Swift, the brand, alive.
No, her publicist, Tree Payne, is truly a mastermind. I don't know what she gets paid. It's not enough. But if you want to go down that rabbit hole, go for it.
And isn't it true that Taylor Swift's dad still makes a majority of decisions and has to be involved in a lot of that?
That I don't know.
Okay. All right.
I know he was an early investor in her career, monetarily speaking.
All right. We've got more stories. Right?
Yes. Could be. Former Wisconsin Badger joins network television.
Stay. Painful.
I'm going to swipe. I want Parker to get involved.
What do you mean it's
this.
Painful? Stay. I need to hear this explanation now from Jamie.
CBS Country, let's ride. As Russell Wilson would say, former Wisconsin Badgers quarterback Russell Wilson has announced that he's joining CBS Sports.
Oh,
it's important to note that Russell Wilson has not officially retired from the league.
I thought.
Yes, he has. He just doesn't know it.
He was offered a backup role to Geno Smith with the New York Jets just a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Wow.
Big time.
Now he's going to replace Matt Ryan on the broadcast panel that includes James Brown, Nate Burleson, and Bill Cowher as Matt Ryan returns to the Atlanta Falcons as the team's president of football operations.
Huh.
Is he going to be as cringy on that as he has been on other things? Okay.
Probably. You, all right. Yeah. What a rhetorical question that was.
Yeah, probably.
Is Russell Wilson a Hall of Famer?
Oh, no.
Ooh, we don't have time for that. Parker's going to give me wrap-up signals.
That's one of Parker's hot takes on the weekend.
That's true.
We'll come back to that. Love Island USA contestant dropped for language.
Oh, I've never seen a Love Island any country, but I'll stay.
I like Scandal. We're almost out of time. Stay.
This is a quick story. We'll wrap up here. Love Island USA booted season 8 contestant Vasana Montgomery after two videos circulated online of her allegedly using the N-word.
Oh, no.
And that's how you get kicked off a reality show.
Wow.
This comes right before the premiere of the show, which happens to be today. In the Peacock cast announcement teaser, she said, "I think I'm the full package. I own a business. I live alone. I have a dog. If you were to ask my friends what my type is, they'd show you the world map."
Oh.
But only the white parts of the map.
You know,
Scandinavia. That's what I like.
It did not age well, but I like a girl with some delusional confidence.
I'm an entrepreneur, a dog mom, a racist. What? Huh?
What was that last one? Nothing. Let's do the show.
Never mind.
Anyway, that's Swiper Stay.
Oh, thanks, Frank.